Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Dagger bitches.
That's right. AKA 4DB.
You know, I'm giving up.
I don't give a fuck.
I gotta let this shit go.
Let it go, my nigga. Let it go.
Listen up. Follow this. I try to be good, the good guy keeps losing with the niggas I trust and the bitches I be choosing. Niggas say they got my back about their money when I get it. When I turn around, they the first ones to stab me in it. I don't get it, first they on me, then they cross me. I see they two colors cause they just wanna kill me softly. I ain't letting shit ride, if I kill all the haters, would they consider that genocide? It's just a public service, look at them, I got them nervous. If I'm doing something, then I do it with purpose. Fuck that, ain't nothing magical. I'm living in a world full of stats, facts, and actual. No time to be casual, dagger wasted a lot of that, my spidey sense. This is a hater, kill him on contact. I ain't getting sidetracked, Wyatt Earp is hunting them. Anybody hating the dagger, I'm gonna murder him.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U.
I told y'all I was done,
you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right. These bitches think they niggas now, all be on that dumb shit. Bitch, get it right, you don't got one, you suck it. You ain't a woman, bitch, a ratchet with a good disguise. Hide behind your fake hair and nails, tell the real lies. Getting a lot of tries to make ties last. Now I'm real quick to tell the bitches. Cause either they real dumb or never made it out the 8th grade. Can't get a job fucking and sucking to get paid. All you do is get laid and act strange for chump change. Getting traded more than stocks do at the stock exchange. Cause they ain't a cocky bitch that's trying to front. Sounding like them kids are more. So what? You got a car, house, job, and pay your own shit. None of that matters when you start acting like a... Yeah, you got power, but you lack responsibility. So fuck them all, cause caring about these women, it be killing me.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right. Who the fuck am I to get on the mic and talk shit? The same guy high
smacking you to get some real hits. The same guy that's on the edge but fucking now jumping off. And when I hit the bottom, I just stand up and walk it off. My skeleton is strong, bonded with adamantium.
Bitches mad, they throw me they pussy. I throw
it back at him. And I just laugh at him. Yeah, he's a rude dude at age. Hey, Mr. Nigga always got an attitude.
Because I don't pretend. See the world we living in, I shouldn't be trying.
Cause real niggas, we don't ever win.
So I'm just getting by, cause in the end,
I never fake it. I'll just be the hardest nigga on the mic that didn't make it.
That's my destiny, I live my life and let it be. And even with
Sasuke,
niggas couldn't see it. I'm a delinquent, smoke Drake frequent.
West Coast best kept secret.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's
Did you know that scientists now believe that some people are actually born with a genetic predisposition to bitch dependency type?
And exactly when did you become a relationship counselor?
Well, sharing this pimp knowledge for an exorbitant fee is my way of giving something back to the community, Tom. I want to help you, Tom, I do. But I need you to help me help you.
Huh. Help me help you. Yeah, okay.
Now, tell me if you would about this bitch you have an unhealthy dependency on.
Could we please not call her a bitch? Bitch.
Say it, bitch. Yes, we've got to call her that, Tom. I'm sorry. After what she's done, not calling her a bitch would be disrespectful to you, and I'm not able to do that. Now, please continue.
Hit when you hear that tag. It's the kid with the pompous swag. It's two stars in that rag. When I show that flag, it's Panama, baby. Big shout to my Wopi queen, Queen V, at Bang Out Radio. I see you, lady.
Bang Out Radio is now on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang Out.
Oh, shit. What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, reality radio. If you're tuned in live or if you're downloading this at your own convenience, you are officially listening to Fuck You Friday. So you know what that means, man. It's just all talk. No music. And just a whole bunch of, like, fuck, man, I mean, oh, it's been crazy, crazy out here, man. Let me say it on top. Look, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, chilling the queue. Press 1 to highlight me. Get in. Let a nigga know you try, got something to say or something like that. Whatever. But, man. Oh, shit. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, I was so ready to, you know, I've been thinking all day and all week about this fucking show and about what I was going to say and what I was going to do and this, that, and everything. And then you get here and it's like, you know, I try to be cool about shit. You know, I really do try to be cool about it. What the fuck is up with my system here? Hold on. There we go. Wait. Kinda. Look like that. Is it supposed to look like that? I guess it's all right. But, it's just been a real rough week. Rough month, and it's always, and you know, I hate talking about life in the sense where it's like, you know, life is always ups, downs, lefts, rights. You just never know what's gonna fucking happen. You can never be prepared for certain shit, but for me, it's like I don't know why I'm so fucking stupid in certain situations. You know, it's like I see shit coming, but I don't do shit about it. You know what I mean? Because You always think, you know, if you're doing the right thing or you carrying yourself in the right way and you're acting the right way and doing what you got to do, then everything's supposed to work out. You know what I mean? That's how I was raised. That's what I was taught being raised, is that, you know, you got to, no matter what, you got to be that good person, no matter how much, you know, you don't want to be that, no matter how much you try to shy away from it, you know, no matter. Whatever you gotta be the bigger man in certain situations. But it's crazy because, like I said, I'm not saying I'm a perfect angel or anything either. Because like I said, I done did my dirt and everything. But I just always feel like I got a lot of shit out of the way early in my life. You know, I really see that now. Because like I said, I'm only 32. But I've been so far ahead of the game on shit and ahead of how motherfuckers is thinking and what people be going through sometimes and everything like that, because, like I said, I started off real early doing a lot of shit, a lot of dumb shit. I mean, I'll admit it. You know, but like I say always, I have never in my life that I could recall set out to intentionally harm somebody. You know what I mean? To intentionally be like, I got to fuck with this person, or I got to do something to this person, or I've had many opportunities to do so. You know, sometimes, you know, again, I'm not perfect. There were times motherfuckers got, but it was just, it depends on, this, you know, the situation. But I never set out, you know, and that's just not how I live, and that's just not the type of person that I am, and not the person that I'm trying to be. But it's just crazy because, like I said, it's so hard being that person. I really see, you know, there's a lot of, what is it called? People that just do what they want to do no matter what. You know, it's just no matter what people say, no matter what others do. You know, no matter what you may do, no matter the people you walk over, no matter what happens, you're just going to do it, which is fine. Like I said, depending on what your situation is, just overall and everything. Like I said, I'm not trying to get into too many details right now. I'm trying to hold on and see what may develop tonight. But one thing I will talk about, like I said, I'm going to keep it on me, is that, like I said, people seriously got me fucked up in a whole lot of situations. Seriously fucked up. And it's always, and people always try to make me, or try to play a situation like I'm a crazy nigga. I'm crazy, but I'm not dumb. You know what I mean? There is a difference. I can be real crazy because, like I said, there's a lot of built up emotion. There's a lot of shit that I just don't put out there again because, like I said, I'm the dude that, it's like I always try to keep the peace as much as possible because I know how shit can go when motherfuckers get irate and ignorant and everything like that. It's not fun. A lot of shit is not worth it in that sense. But that's me. Again, if you feel something's worth it to you in certain situations, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, I'm not here to say that. I'm just, like I said, but about me, that's not the life that I want to live. You got to be in certainty. You know, I've seen a lot of shit. Like I said, I've done a lot of shit. I've been around people. You know, shit is just too easy to just get lost and shit and nigga and end up in the wrong situation. Fucking with the wrong people. Gotta be careful. You gotta stay focused. And then know what you're focusing on. You always have to focus on the right things. If you're focused on the wrong thing, then no matter what kind of effort you put into it, it's still gonna be wrong. You know what I mean? No matter if it's negative, like, you know, basic math. Some people say, well, you know, some people say two negatives may make a positive. You know, that's, you know why? Because they're on the same level. You know, if I'm going through some shit and you going through some shit and we get together and, you know, we help each other get through some shit, you know, that could be your homie, that could be family, relationships, whatever, you know, and then you take two negative situations and turn it into a positive. So, yes, that works. Two positive situations, all good as well. Everybody already on point. But, you know, a positive and a negative is always going to be a negative. Because one is always taken from the other in a certain sense. You know what I mean? One is always going to be different than the other. And there's no way you can ever change that. So that's just what that is. But at the same time, like I said, the first thing I want to talk about is, like I said, people be having me seriously fucked up. Like I said, I'm at least going to talk about work for a minute. See if anybody else is going to call in tonight. Like I said, child at me or whatever for tonight. But bitches, not bitches. My job got me fucked up. Right? Why? When was this? Yesterday? I go into work, you know, and then my manager's like, you know, I got to talk to you. Now, these are the things this is the shit I don't like. This is because I don't like even talking to my managers. Because if you're talking to me about something, then it's like I done did something or something's going on or, you know, I don't know. But you must have some kind of issue. That's why you feel the need to call. So, okay, you're calling in and this is what's going on. Now, not calling in, calling to talk to me. Now, they put me to the side first. They take me to the little back area. Then she got to get this little clipboard, this, that, whoop, whoop, or whatever. Take me to this other little area. Now, the last time I was in this area, like, this is the we need to pull you to the side and talk to you area. Now, anybody that gets put in this area, there's a problem. There's an issue. There's something going on. So now I'm in this area, and she tells me, this is what they tell me. This is what they, like I said, completely out of nowhere. Supposedly, last week, again, they asked me about something a week ago. I barely remember shit a few days ago. You know what I mean? I don't really pay attention to a lot of shit that's not important. I just bypass it. So, you know, I just move fuck on and just carry on my day, especially at work. At the fucking airport, you know how many people I see a day, how many people I talk to, this, that, whoop, or whatever, and everything. So, no, I don't. But, okay, supposedly, excuse me, what happened was I assisted a passenger. And in the process of me assisting the passenger and helping her out with her shit or whatever, getting to her flight and everything, I verbally assaulted her and sexually harassed her. This is the complaint. Now, supposedly, like I said, what the lady's saying is that the lady came back from some flight from somewhere. You know what I mean? She obviously came back all irate on some bullshit. So she's up there cussing out Delta, talking about my flight this, my flight that, this happened, whoop, or whatever, you know. And then, you know, and then on top of that, she's going to throw in, and one of those dudes in the red shirt or whatever, you know, he's going to sit here and sexually harass me and verbally assault me, trying to get my number and everything like that. Some white blonde lady, supposedly, you know. So then the shit rolls downhill where it's like, they supposedly, somebody done looked at some tape somewhere, so there's somebody looked at some footage, they done drove back the tape, and I'm assisting somebody at the kiosk, which is one of those little machines where they sit up there and print out their boarding passes and everything. And so, like I said, I get to work, and when they're pulling me down there, this is the first thing I hear walking into work. This is the first piece of bullshit that I get. Right now, so I got both my managers sitting there telling me that I'm sexually harassing somebody, or I sexually harassed somebody last week, and we need you to write an incident report about this, or we're going to have to let you go, pending an investigation. Now, I'm looking at this shit like, y'all really serious right now. And they were dead serious, you know, cold, stone face and all. You know, these motherfuckers was, you know, they was looking at me like I was a fucking criminal. I'm like, are y'all fucking, this is what I mean. People be having me seriously fucked up. And again, if you actually knew me, or people that actually should know me, like really know me, know that don't sound nothing like me. I don't have to sexually harass anybody. I don't even be on bitches like that. You know what I mean? Like, and then, oh my God. And then the one thing that kind of saved me, because, again, I was working at the airport. I still am working at the airport technically. But the one thing that saved me was because something happened. I did help out a passenger that day. I don't know if it was the same day or whatever, but I did help out a passenger. I helped her out, you know, got her, pointed her where to go, got her shit together for her and everything like that, and got her on a plane and everything. And she just wanted to take a picture with me for whatever reason, you know. So I took a picture with her, and that was it. But I'm talking, this is some black girl, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I tell her, man, because I, so I tell her, you know, my manager, I'm like, man, the person I helped, if we talk about the same day, is this person right here. But I don't, but I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm looking for the picture on my phone because they want to see if the girl I took the picture with is the same girl from whatever videotape they done watched. You know what I mean? So, and I'm like, fuck, I'm trying to look through my phone. I don't got it on my phone because I ain't synced up my phone in a little while. So that shit was on my computer. And then I'm up here, like, tripping out because these motherfuckers talking about, you know, if we don't figure out what's going to go on, like I said, you just can't work here now, right now. And then, like, I'm thinking I'm about to just have to walk out the fucking door. You know what I mean? So I'm up here calling my dad, like, you at the house. I'm talking to my mom, like, mom's got to the house and shit. You know, can you load up a nigga computer while you sitting there? You know, and then I got her loading up pictures that I don't even want her looking at anyway. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm thinking, too. Like, damn, I got my mom going through these pictures and shit on my laptop that I don't even want to look at, but I got to find this one picture, because if she finds it, then she can email it to me real quick and I can show these motherfuckers what's up. And then I'm like, I started thinking, I'm like, man, fuck this. Mom, don't worry about it. Hang up. You know what I mean? Because, look, number one, I don't know who the fuck y'all talking about. That's number one. I have no idea what white blonde lady, and I can't, but at the same time, I can't even say that I didn't help a white lady. You know what I mean? Because I help people at work all day. That's what I do, depending on where they got me stationed at. I don't do nothing but help people. So I can't tell you that I didn't help some blonde lady. But what I do know is I ain't sexually harassed nobody. Where the fuck that come from? So then, like I said, so I'm basically telling them, like, you know what? Fuck it. Do I got to go? Do I got to leave, go home, get the picture and shit or whatever and just not come back till tomorrow or something? No, wait. No, because, see, my managers was just supposed to talk to me or whatever, I guess. That's what they call themselves doing. But then they were waiting for the head person, you know, the person that runs the whole little shit. You know, they boss. You know, motherfucker, they answer to. And then, so then I got to go in the back now, in the back area, where a whole other little section of the airport of our staff and shit. And these motherfuckers got me sitting around for like 30 minutes just sitting around doing nothing, just letting this shit stew in my head while all these motherfuckers looking at me like I'm some kind of, you know, like I'm not this person that I am. On top of that, you know, sitting up here, but don't tell nobody what's going on, you know. We don't want to, like, yeah, I'm going to start telling motherfuckers, yeah. But I would, though. These motherfuckers think I'm out here sexually abusing somebody. You know what I mean? I would sit up here and tell people that all day. Y'all motherfuckers got me twisted. Sexual harassment. Like, get the fuck out of here. But, again, I'm sitting back there for 30 minutes because I got to wait for them to wait for the big boss to finish talking whatever the morning business is for whatever, you know, for the morning shift and shit. And then motherfuckers always want to make shit look suspect like this, right? Like, because in the back room, that's where, like I said, I'm technically a bag runner, so, you know, I'd be in the front now. They got customer service. Them the motherfuckers that wear the vest and be taking motherfuckers back and forth in wheelchairs and shit with walkie-talkies and shit. So I'm in they section, right? And they sit back there and hang out sometimes. So they sit up there like, and so my manager's like, okay, we need the room. Everybody clear out except for the dispatch, right? So now everybody clearing out, but walking past me while I'm sitting there waiting to go in. So all these motherfuckers know that just something's going on with me, whatever it is. You know, I don't like attention like that. You know what I mean? But nobody's saying anything, but some kind, you know, I know what the fuck is going on. You know, I'm not dumb. Go in there. And then, but now the story changes. Because now I'm talking to they boss, and I'm already pissed. You know, I'm already upset. So I'm like, yo, like, I don't know what the fuck this is, what's going on. I didn't say it like that. I don't remember exactly what I said, but something along those lines like that. But she's saying, the head boss said a different story, like, well, no, she didn't say your name specifically, supposedly. She could have been lying to me to calm me down, but we're good. This is what she said. She said that they didn't say my name specifically. What did she say? Because I realized it was funny because motherfuckers lying to me. My managers was acting like they saw the videotape. You know what I mean? They acting like they watched it already. Nigga, it was you. You know what I mean? I felt like I was in an interrogation room. You know how police can lie to you just to see what you're going to say to try to get the shit out of you? I'm like, man, I ain't do shit. That's a good thing about not having to lie about shit and being the person that you are, because, I mean, that is not me. If y'all think that's me, y'all could think that and fuck you. But that ain't me. So... But now, like I said, their boss is sitting here telling, like, well, the lady who filed the complaint didn't actually say a specific name. So when she complained to Delta, Delta complained to us. So we're just following up with all the staff and asking questions and trying to figure shit out and everything and all. Really? So y'all trying to figure shit out. So y'all done pulled everybody else to the side. Like, they just pulled me to the side thinking I'm about to get fired for sexual harassment. Really? You know, so, but this is the shit I'm talking about, right? Life I live, the bullshit I go through sometimes. I mean, just because being the nice person, being helpful. Shit, if I was an asshole, if I was a motherfucker that didn't want to be bothered or any of that bullshit or anything, then I wouldn't worry about that shit, you know. But it's one of those things where it's like you do bad, you do good, or you do nothing. Right, and I done all of the above. I try to do nothing, and when I actually do something, I try to make it as good and positive as possible, but then bad shit keep happening. You know, and it's hard to keep walking that way, you know, walking that path in a sense, you know, doing the right thing. Because, again, when all you see is everybody just doing what they want to, it makes you wonder why. Why try? Why? Like I said, everybody has a great time when you don't give a fuck. That's why I try to do so much sometimes, because I don't want to give a fuck. Like I said, you can't do nothing about it. Well, I can't do nothing about it, because it's just the way things are just going to be for me, I guess. So... It's about, I don't know, what is it about? About keeping it pushing. I mean, that's what everybody does, right? But everybody just does it in their own way. Everybody handles things differently. Everybody goes about things differently. And then depending on, you know, how you are raised, who you're around, what you're used to. Because, you know, some people can't step out of their comfort zone. You know, no matter what you do in life or whatever, we all fall into our little zones. Everybody has their little comfort zones. Everybody, you know, does this, or some people do this, some people do this, and, you know, everybody has things they're comfortable with, and everybody has things that, you know, that bother them or they don't really fuck with or don't want to be bothered with. You know, and everybody has different zones. So, it's, and then depending, and like I said, if you're in your certain zones, then you attract other people in those zones as well. depending on how many you got. Some people got way too many. Some people don't have enough. You know, it's about balance. It's about keeping a level, you know, on a lot of things, on everything. Self-control. And that's hard. Because, again, I hate having self-control. I don't want it. Oh, I tell people all the time, like I said, you won't like me when I'm angry. But, you know, I hold a lot of it in. I hold it so much. And I have my ways of letting it out here and there. But I want to be like everybody else. You don't think there are people I want to call up and just cuss out like, nah, 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 you know what I mean? You don't think there's people I actually want to just fuck up or do something to their shit? Or, you know what I mean? Like I said, but I'm crazy. You know what I mean? I don't half-ass. You know what I mean? If I'm going to do something or whatever, I'm one of the niggas like, shit, if I'm going to go to jail or whatever, I'm going for a reason. They ain't going to let me out, you know? But again, luckily, I care about myself too much. Like I said, ain't nobody out here worth all that. For what? Like I said, I really don't get the decisions people make and the things that people do. Some people. Well, a lot of people. I mean, same for me. I mean, there's a purpose for everything and there's a reason for everything that happens. I hate how like cliche that is and all that bullshit or whatever, but I mean, it's the truth. Because people are always going to be people. And like I said, in the world we're living in now, it's all about self-preservation. Everybody's only looking out for themselves. You know, a lot of greed. You know, a lot of hostility. A lot of, you know, dishonesty, disloyalty. And it's just, you just got to just be careful, I guess. And then, but again, I say it all the time. You can't experience anything unless you give it a try, though, right? But again, if you, some things just aren't. Sometimes you just got to know, like, you know, like, look, that's a bomb. Don't go fuck with the bomb. You go fuck with the bomb, eventually it's going to blow up, right? Bombs blow. That's their job. That's what they do. So, fuck with a bomb, and it blows up, then you deal with the damages. I mean, it's simple. But I don't know. Like I said, I'm not here to preach to nobody. I ain't nobody special. I'm just out here living life like everybody else. But, shit, I mean, like I said, just on me. With the shit that I've done, and like I said, in the past, like I said, I started real early. I got a lot of shit out of the way early. I even got all my bullshit, all my shit when I was like, not giving a fuck, fuck everybody. Well, you know what I mean? I've done it all, damn near. I done done damn near everything a non-rich African-American male can do. The only thing I haven't done and all that shit is all the shit I need, like, extremes amount of money for. You know, shit you got to save up for, traveling, skydiving, you know, a whole bunch of other shit. You know what I mean? Everything else I done did. It's just, it's like now when you see what you've done, and like I said, I've been trying to walk straight for a long time now, and not even really trying, I've been doing it. And then to see, like I said, and even in my own life, when I didn't give a fuck, and I was just all about me and did fuck everybody and their thoughts and whatever, they, you know what I mean, not giving a fuck about nothing, I was having a ball. Again, there's a difference between going out to hurt people and then, again, just not giving a fuck at all, period. You know what I mean? I just did not give a fuck. Again, it's not my intention to set out and hurt people or set out to fuck with people. But it's a sense of freedom in that in there, because you can just do whatever, not have to worry about consequences, not caring about consequences if there are, bitches yelling at me and shit, you know, like, well, fuck you, I don't give a fuck, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You just don't care. But shit, it's also a lonely life too. I mean, you gotta care about something. Got to care about something. If you don't care about anything, can't nothing come from that? And then I got to take it one step further. You have to care about the right thing. You can't care about the wrong things. You know, because it's going to be, no matter, like I was saying earlier, no matter what you do, if it's wrong for you, then no matter what, how much effort you put into it, time, money, whatever your situation is, no matter what, if it's wrong, then it's going to be wrong. Because you got to realize you're dealing with people. Majority of the time we're dealing with people, kids, you know what I mean? And, well, I don't have kids, but I'm just saying, we interactions with people, you know, at work, wherever you at, what you're doing, family, you're dealing with people. And you never know what people may do. You just really don't know. So, but again, like I said, you're not gonna run and hide from it. You know, you're not gonna run and hide from situations. I'm not saying you can't just interact with anybody. You can't do what you know what I mean. You can't have conversations. You can't have relationships. You can't do things and that or whatever. But no matter what happens, it's the process. You know, it is that interactions, because it's the interactions that determine what comes from those. Like I said, you hang out with people, you meet people, whatever, you interact with them, something's supposed to come of that. Unless you're just interacting just for the sake of interacting. I mean, this is what I mean. People do different shit. Me, I don't like interacting with people for no reason. That's me. There are those people out there that want to interact with everybody for every reason. You know, and you just never know. So like I said, like always, you just got to be careful, man. You just got to be careful. But like I said, I'm just tired. Crazy. I've been thinking like all day about what I want to come in here and say and everything like that. Now I'm thinking like, you know, I don't want to sit here, you know, for 2 hours, even though it's this Fuck You Fridays. So I don't want to sit here for the next hour and a half on negativity and shit, because, I mean, I don't try to be negative. I don't want to be negative. I try to walk away from negative. You know, I try to leave that shit alone. And then once I start, and if I get to rolling and start rolling and doing all that and everything, then it's just, I'm just trying to be a man of peace as of late. Because it takes energy to be, you know, upset. It takes energy to be mad. It takes a whole lot of shit to, what am I trying to say? I got to take another drink. But it takes a whole lot of energy, like I said, to do the extras. I call them extras. It takes a lot. It takes a lot out of you. I'm not trying to do all the extras. I'm not trying to bother with all the extras. Fuck the extras. You know what I mean? People got enough shit that they got to do, or they feel that they have to do. Some of this shit, like I said, the shit that you have to do. You have to pay that bill. You have to go to work. You have to take care of your kids. You know, there's certain things you have to do, and even some of the things that people feel that they have to do, they feel they don't need to. You know, people got their needs and wants all different, all twisted up and everything too. And it's scary because, I mean, the needs, everybody's needs are different. Some people's needs are the same. Some people, you know, some needs coincide or whatever. But it's the wants. Those are a trip. Because people's wants are different. But, you know, but there's a difference between, like I said, things that people want. You know, it kind of says something about them. you know, when it comes to what you need and everything, you know, we all need different things. We all need food. We all need water. We all need shelter. You know what I mean? We all have different ways of getting certain things that we need, but we all need these things. So that all that puts us all on the same level in one sense, if you look at it that way, when it comes to needs. And we're talking about pure basic needs. But people's wants let you know something about them, because these are the things that people go after. These are the things people put their effort into. These are the things people put their, you know, time, money, decisions. Because these are things that they want. So it's different. And then again, like I said, you did, let's just say two people, like you said, yeah, one person that needs this and somebody else that wants that, so their want overtakes your need or whatever. You know what I mean? It's, you never know what's going to transpire. So it's a volatile situation. You just got to be careful. And you got to recognize, you know, that's the part you have to recognize, really, the wants and the needs, I feel. Because it's just like actions. Actions always speak louder than words. A person's wants will always outtake a person's needs. Did I say that right? Am I saying that right? Don't want to say that that way. Hold on. Like I said, I meant what I said about that. Like, you know, actions always speak louder than words. But, okay, people's wants, I guess, show you more about them than their needs do. Because, like I said, I need a lot. But I handle my shit. You know what I mean? Technically, I don't need anybody. Technically. I love my family. I need them, you know what I mean, in that sense or whatever. But, you know, but that's for everybody. Nobody really needs anybody or shouldn't need anybody. Like I said, everybody should be able to handle themselves, do what they got to do, handle their business, you know what I mean, live their life how they want to, you know what I mean? You shouldn't need anybody else to enjoy your life. But again, this is where the wants come in. You don't need that, but you want that. And then depending on who you want, it's like, ugh. But I'm not the only one going through. I know I'm not the only one that's been through this shit already. This is why I just don't like even talking about this guy. Because I mean, I talk about shit that I guess everybody goes through. So I mean, it's nothing new, I guess, in the overall sense. But it's just one of those things where it's like I tell things and I talk, because like I said, I tell y'all all the time, be better than me. I may tell you, you know what I mean? You gotta to know if you can trust somebody, you know, you gotta trust them. Fuck that, don't trust them. I'm saying be better than me. Fuck are they doing to the dogs next door? But yeah, you just gotta, like I said, it's just a lot going on in the world. Like I said, you never know. Like I was saying at work, you know, I wasn't expecting that. You never know what to expect. The shit just blindsides the fuck out of you sometimes. Where the fuck did that come from? You know what I mean? I'm lucky I still got a job. Because like I said, I be busting my ass over there, and I work and I do what I'm supposed to do, and they know that. Anything I put my time and effort in and that I do, I do it to the fullest, to the best of my ability. But that's me. But as long, the one good thing about doing the right thing is that no matter what happens, you know you did the right thing. That's the part that's hardest to remember, and that's the part that you got to hold on to when certain things happen. You did the right thing. No matter what the situation, no matter who you was dealing with, no matter, you know, if you did the right thing, then you're good. Because no matter what, like I said, your job fired you, they didn't give a fuck, they didn't want you. Like I said, if it's your family and your family's not caring about you as they should, like I said, you got to do what you want to. Your girl man ain't treating you right or whatever, fucking around doing whatever they doing. Well, that's on them. You did the right thing. That's something that they got to deal with. If they don't care, then they just really show you that they just don't care whatsoever. So it never really mattered. So like I said, I just want y'all to be out there. Be careful. Because it's hard to be open. Because that's the thing. Like I said, I got this tattoo on my arm, right? I don't know if both of us see it or whatever, right? But it's a heart with a dagger through it. And at the very bottom, there's a little bit of red left. Because, like I said, I say that to represent. That's just a little bit of love I got left that I'm barely trying to hold on to. You know, I'm trying to build it. Because there was a time, like I said, I was dead. Dead. Not literally, but I mean, there's been a few times, like I said, just down. Like, serious fucking depression. Like I said, y'all see, there was a ton of shit. I was all on the radio shows. Fucking You Friday was my favorite night. Couldn't wait to get on and start talking shit about everybody. You know what I mean? Like, because I was just so angry. And I mean, I'm still angry, but, you know, you just got to find ways to deal with it. It's funny, people always talk about the shit that I watch. I keep telling people all the time, this is exactly why I watch shit like, you know, Killer Kid. Look, let me put it on the TiVo right now. Hold on, let me look at the list of shit that I got that I can watch later. This is exactly why I watch this shit. Let's see what we got. Fatal Attraction, Criminal Minds, Killer Kids, Forensic Files, Almost Got Away With It. You know, that's just to name a few. This is what I got out here when I look at TV, what I'm looking at right now. I watch these things, you know, Locked Up, The Killer Speaks, because it shows me what can happen, and it also shows me how far I've come on a lot of shit, too. Like I said, I've had a lot of deep, dark thoughts, and I'm looking at these criminals, and I'm looking at these people up here, and I'm looking at all this shit and everything, and I've been like, you know what, I thought like that. I feel that. People think I'm crazy or whatever because I feel that type. No, it's not. I can feel that way. We've all felt like, you know, to that point where we wanted to do something. But again, it's not what you say, it's what you do. I can say whatever I want to. But the fact that I haven't done anything and then people just think I'm just like a ticking time bomb and shit, whatever, man, if I was going to kill somebody, it would have happened by now. Like I said, I've had plenty of opportunities. But that's not me. If I ever do have to kill somebody, it'll be in self-defense. That way I don't got to go to jail. So, anybody out there, like I said, you got one good shot, just better make it count. Because after that, but that's the exact reason why I watch that shit. Because, I mean, it could so easily be me. Easy. Could have made that wrong decision. You know what I mean? Could have thought about things differently. And would have been right there, looking like one of these dumb niggas. And then everybody in jail talking about how, like I said, that's why I watched that. What's that other shit? What's the one where they yell at the kids? I was just watching it. Scared Straight, Beyond Scared Straight. Like I said, these you hear all these niggas in jail now, like, man, you don't want this kid, you don't want this, everything. Like I said, I didn't need that. You don't want this kid, that's their life. That's what they get excited about, is getting there, yelling kids, and they come in there and shit, trying to scare them for coming out there. That's something that they get to do now. And that just makes everything better. Everything's okay. And that shit don't be working, not for all of them. Like I said, so easily could have been me. Easy. Like I said, seen death at a real early age, you know, family and homies. Like, you know what I mean? All the shit these motherfuckers go through, the shit that they be talking about is so detrimental to them, and they psychotic breaks, and, you know, they grew up to be motherfuckers. Like I said, so easily could have been me. Easy. But no. Because I'm better than that. But I understand these motherfuckers. And then you also got to realize why I also watch it, because you got to know, you got to recognize people. You got to see where the shit comes. Like these motherfuckers, you know, from broken homes, abusive parents, you know what I mean? Like, that shit reflects in people. You know, how you gonna know how to live in a happy home or build a happy home or be in a happy home if you've never seen a happy home or if you weren't raised in one? You know what I mean? You can't know nothing about it if you ain't never seen it. That's why, like I said, that's why all the bullshit going on in the world right now with all these people and everything like that, because there's a lot of motherfuckers that don't know what relationships are or anything anymore and don't know how to be loyal to people, family, friends, or anything like that. That's why the only thing that's really hot right now is all this gang shit going on and everything still, because at least them niggas is loyal to each other to a point, so one of them niggas get arrested, then they start snitching on each other. That's why I watch First 48. You know what I mean? Like... Them niggas is loyal till they get put in the jail cell. You know, your girl is loyal to you, she get put in the jail cell. That's the life you live in. Just make sure you don't get caught so y'all don't start snitching on each other. But besides that, shit, it's game on. Because people don't know. Like I said, a lot of people are coming up now, all the youngsters coming up now in single-parent homes. It's only mom. Mom got 4 or 5 niggas or some shit or whatever. Or maybe got 3 or 4 different, you know, 3 or 4 different brothers by 3 or 4 different, you know, maybe, you know, there's a lot of shit going on. If that's what you see, then that's what you're going to think is okay. And then all you do is watch the Bad Girls Club and bullshit like that. It's okay, right? Because, look, them bitches is rich and they act just stupid like mom do. So if I do dumb shit like that, I'll be rich too. Get the fuck out of here. The bitches ain't even rich. Some of them. Let me not lie. Let me not be a hater. But I'm just, y'all know what I'm saying. You know, and it's just, if you don't, like I said, you don't know. I'm watching these shows and shit. There are people up here that said that they, you know, grew up watching mom and dad, you know, fight and beat on each other and everything like that all day and every day. You know, and they took that as love. You know what I mean? If you or they see that as love. So some people grow up, and that's what's love to them, abuse. You know, there's a lot of shit going on in the world. You got to pay attention to people. All the signs are right there. And again, like I said, I'm crazy, but I can control it. You know what I mean? I control my shit. I've had many years of practice. Like I said, the people that lose control is the people that end up on the shows that I watch. And then you have the other side. Is like I said, there's the people that have. I'm always in the middle of some shit. Don't I always say this about me? I'm always in the. If I lose control, I can go over here. You know, go to this side. Or I lose control in a different way. Let's leave it this way, right? Because like I said, I'm in control. I can lose control and wild out, you know, go on a killing spree for everybody that ever did me wrong in any type of way, you know, see what body count I can get up to before I get caught and this, that, whoop, whatever over here, right? Or I lose control in this way and then just not give a fuck about nobody, nothing, nobody's feelings. Fuck you if you got a problem, you know, doing what the fuck I want to do. Give a fuck about nobody. You know what I mean? I lose control that way. You know, and both of them, you end up alone, in my opinion. Because look, like I said, you go to jail or whatever, you're going to be alone, you're going to be with a bunch of niggas and shit wishing you was alone and everything like that. Or you go the other way. Like I said, you don't give a fuck about nobody. No matter how long that shit lasts, it's going to catch up to you. Don't know when, don't know where. You know what I mean? You like I said earlier, you have to care. You can't, nobody, you can't make it through life that way. It's not going to work. There's always going to be a get back. There's always going to be karma. There's always going to be something that's going to come back around. said, at least for me, I feel like I faced all and everyone that I've ever, you know, put out there myself. Some people's, you know, I call it blinking. People blink at different times. This is what I mean by blinking, is that, you know, that it's like an epiphany in your head, that light comes on. Like the cartoon when the motherfucker get that idea, like when everything just kind of like you, and you realize and everything just comes together for you. And I mean a true epiphany. I mean a true blink, like an epiphany, but it's, you know, a blink. I call it a blink because you realize, like I said, I had that moment in my life. Lucky I had mine early because, like I said, I started early. You realize, you really realize, like, you know what? You know, I'm going to do right. Because it's something you have to want to do. Can't nobody force anybody to do anything. Like I said, parents can't even force their kids nowadays. These kids is fighting back. Kids is fighting their teachers. You know what I mean? You can't force anybody to do nothing. And again, we get back to the wants. You have to want to do something. You have to want to do the right thing. If you don't want to, then shit, it ain't never going to happen. Too busy doing other shit. So, that's my little public service announcement for this Friday. Like I said, I don't want to talk a whole another hour on some shit, y'all. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a couple of tracks that's going to make me feel better. And we're going to call it a night for the night. So, again, I hope y'all enjoyed at least an hour. I did an hour at least. Okay, so that's not bad. Not bad. Give me some kind of credit, you know. But, again, I don't want to just keep going and keep rambling tonight because I'm trying to stay calm, cool, and relaxed. Work was already stressful enough, and I got to go back to that motherfucker tomorrow. So get ready for that. Well, y'all, hope y'all enjoy y'all Fridays. And do it like this. Holla at y'all on Slap Sunday.
Jump.
I'm what the world made me. No one's gonna save me, all alone without a girl or baby. If I die right now, my legacy will be kaput. No one left to carry on, story over.
Close the book.
I wonder who would even care when I'm buried, who will go? It's like we in the lobby.
Hoes fighting at my funeral?
Cream made a nigga, mix my ashes with the weed seeds. Grow me up, smoke dagger till your heart bleed. My pedigree is special mix, I'm fuck you and don't give a shit. Add us a player and don't forget, never trust a bitch. Now I gotta stop, can't be giving out the recipe. And had these niggas telling all the bitches that they phony be. Nope, only one of me. Imagine if I had a twin. Fuck one, fuck both. Same time.
Get it in. These are my enemies. Gotta let them out. Niggas talking shit, getting knocked out. Smoke it till I reach the ceiling. Keeps my trigger finger from feeding. Yup, these are my enemies. Gotta let them out. Bitches talking shit, getting knocked out. Smoke it till I reach the ceiling. Keeps my trigger finger from feeding.
Mr. Quick to cut a bitch and Mr. Never trust a bitch. I wanna punch a bitch
and shove my fist out her esophagus.
Rip off a lips for lying, kill myself or even trying. Selling me your false hopes and dreams, I ain't never buying. Right now you should be dying, stupid bitch, I let it go. Before, now you get the shit again. Snatch her up, tie her up, pop the trunk, throw her in. Bound and gag, black mask, now I'm ready. Time to pay the price, I slice and dice a bitch with butter knives. Sell her to the rapist, since you always fucking other guys. You told so many lies that I would never hear you out. Grab your tongue, rip it out, still won't shut your fucking mouth. Get it to the super glue, this is what I do to hoes. Pour it on their pussy, maybe now you keep them legs closed. You still ain't getting nothing, stupid bitches die hoping. Let them other niggas pay and talk to bust that pussy over.
These are my enemies, gotta let them out. Niggas talking shit, getting knocked out. Smoking till I reach the ceiling. Keeps my trigger finger for feeding. Yup, these are my enemies, gotta let them out. Bitches talking shit, getting knocked out. Smoking till I reach the ceiling. Keeps my trigger finger for feeding.
I'm just a psychopath, and now I'm on a cycle beat. I I'm like a heart, keeping blood flowing through these city streets. Can't be weak or even sleep. Built my house on Schitt's Creek. My life is like a living hell, but human torch can handle heat. I just ain't never sober. Keep these bitches bending over. All you niggas, bitch, you spitting fire.
Meet the flamethrower.
I just be chilling out. I implode, don't explode. Use a bitch's face to bust loads. Even
Mr. Freezer call me cold.
I'm just too old for this. Fuck a bitch, smoke cannabis. I realize that none of you bitches will ever handle this. I'm just a lost soul, been walking for a long time. Don't even know my destination. I will never break stride. I just rep that west side. Win again. Never trust a bitch again, cause bitches do their own thing. I step and let my nuts hang. They listen, but I don't teach. These are my
inner demons.
Medicine is crazy right here, man. I don't know what I gotta keep doing. I gotta keep doing it, y'all. Y'all ain't fucking with the fans. I hate. Alright? Yeah. LA West Coast all day.
Killing shit, a homicidal crazy nigga in a bell tower, sniper rifle, headhunting niggas. Used to think that we was bad, now I'm always getting hot. Used to think I'll always had a homie, little Philly dog. Used to think I'd never cry, and now a nigga's out of tears. Realizing what I used to think doesn't matter here. Used to think that self-esteem I never had it. Played the wall, now all I do is wave my middle finger.
Used to be a used to. Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, ain't telling what I might
do. I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new now man, ain't no telling what I'm like.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I'm still crying.
I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I was in love to the
end. I'll ever keep rapping.
When is my time gonna come?
It ain't gon' happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
Be what I used to.
The mother niggas, they ain't me to die. Be what
I used to.
Yeah,
used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
I used to be the fat kid, 285 pounds. If I was in your class, I'm the one you would clown. Used to think things would never change and niggas couldn't get to hell. Used to think my life was worthless. Used to wanna be them niggas that I saw on the TV. Used to wanna platinum records just for selling my CD. Used to lie to everybody, telling bitches what they wanna hear. Karma's real, used to think it wasn't. Year to year, I used to think that things would get a little better. Used to think that I would make it rap, and now I'm thinking never. Used to think you needed bars to win an award. Do you hear and see these niggas? Not now, I used to think that that would be me. But I used to think I wouldn't be alive to see. Rolling with me. Used to think they wouldn't care a dagger to his stuff and die. The only thing that you can never say, he used to never try.
I used to be a used to. Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I might do.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I might do.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I'm still crying.
I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I was in love to the
end.
When is my time gonna come?
It's not gonna happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
Be what I used to.
Some other niggas, they ain't me to die. You bitches, they get a
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
What I
used to.
Fuck what I
you to think, I'll tell you what I'm thinking now. Step your bars up and shut the fuck up and shut down. Bitches out of bounds, better pick a lane and do it quick, cause I don't follow pussy over here, pussy follow dick. If you got a problem, turn around and walk. You either with it or you're not, that's it. We don't gotta talk, get the big boot. Bitch, you ain't cute. I'm watching thirsty niggas cause they like to pick last and first shoot. Priorities don't mean a thing when homies are your enemies. And bitches getting babies, not a job or a wedding ring. Sad thing with sympathy, what are you, delirious? Check the dictionary, in between shit and syphilis. Never been more serious, niggas don't even come around. The only niggas that I know that hold it down. About to smoke a pound, dagger severed and medicated. Pupils dilated, I admit it,
gotta stay faded.
I used to be used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I'm like.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I'm like.
I used to grind in the dirt. I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I want your love to the
end. When is
my time gonna come?
It ain't gon' happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
Being what I used to.
The mother niggas, but they ain't need a happy. Take your ass,
folks. I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
Being what I used to.
The mother niggas, but they ain't need a happy.